I would advise you never to actually do something serious with your friends because it's going to be chaotic, I must say. Having to start this podcast right now, I have seen nothing but shiggy. Anyways, let me allow them introduce themselves. But before that, welcome back to another episode of Voices, and I'm your host, Nafisat. Here with me are four of my amazing and annoying friends. They always say, ladies first. That's why I'm actually going to start with the wonderful Yoande. Oh, no, I was just about to mention her name. How about you mention your name?
Hi, guys. My name is Yoande, first one. I'm the favorite of this podcast because I'm going to be speaking and saying so much that makes sense compared to the other podcasters in the building. Peace.
I'm not going to say anything. Next.
All right, guys. Good evening. My name is David Bola Rewadi, Thorn in Our Flesh, and I'm going to be that violence guy you all know. Peace, bro.
Next.
Hello, guys. Z, what's up? It's your boy. They call me Lincoln. You get?
His name is Olakeng.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got it right. Got it right. Yeah.
This are the people that I have to keep up with. Oh God. Last but not the least.
Hi, guys. My name is Damola. I'm the calm one.
Yeah, actually, the calm one, I must say. So, I think everybody can now understand what I'm talking about. Anyways, how are you guys?
We're good. We're both hungry, and Nigeria is expensive, so we're gonna starve and fast, so we all probably die, and you know.
Relax, we're not going to die.
If you don't eat, you die.
She has eaten twice today.
Wow. Really? You want the fossil?
Yes, baby.
How many times have you eaten today?
Just 3 times.
Can you even imagine? Yeah. Come, wait, you guys actually need to see a picture of your one because
you have some pop off your tree, so you break it up with it. You get me?
We cannot come and die.
And you're here talking about death. Yeah. Wow.
So, I ate does not mean it was physical. Eating.
But the mother also eating relative. Physical, right?
I don't know why he saw the physical. Or maybe I ate him. Who knows?
No.
Maybe I ate him up.
I thought I was violent 1 year, bro. Maybe but you
think you could ask him if I actually, you know, pounced on him by dancing.
Wait. We're actually done with this conversation. Anyways, let's actually go to the main thing that we have today. Everybody has that particular best friend that they cannot tread for anything in this life. So we're going to be talking about best friends in a relationship. Literally, they always say that your partner is your best friend, but this thing is another case entirely. Like, this one is your friend that is your best friend. Anyways, skip, forget that. Anyways, the big question today is it right for you to be in a relationship with your best friend? And if you actually tell me it's right, and also if you tell me that it's wrong, you're going to give me your reasons for that. So who is going to answer my question first? Is it right to be in a relationship with your best friend? Who is the first person? Raise up your hands. Who is going to answer me first? How about we move with David?
Yeah, I told you before I started, for guys, bro. Don't put me first, but then you gave me the mic. So let me speak, man. All right. First, Mari. The question is actually very tactical to me because making your best friend your boyfriend, it's
your girlfriend,
or your girlfriend who is your best friend, or formerly your best friend, getting in a relationship with that kind of person, I feel is one of the most beautiful thing you would ever think about. Why? Because you both must have understood each other right from becoming friends to becoming best of friends, and going into the relationship, it will look like a moving ship in a very calm sea, so there won't be much issues.
Word. Teach them, bro. They know nothing.
All right, now, so it's not going to be chaotic, actually. So, but the other side to it is entering that relationship. You guys have lost that connection because you begin to do things more intimate at the moment. And at that time, English man go say, or Pidgin man go say, see finish, go enter. At that point, when I go fight, there's no magic you do to it. Being your best friend, at that point, getting in a relationship with that kind of person, you're going to fight. Although you might mend things up together, you know,
But quick question, you know, people actually fight, even random people in relationships, they actually fight. So it's still actually the same thing with you fighting with your best friend in a relationship.
Yeah.
Is that right?
But then you start using personal things with each other because you know each other well. Start using your personal words. There are so many things I might not be able to say to you if I've not known you for 5 years before we got into the relationship. But there are so many other things I'll be able to say to you when arguments get heated, when I've known you for about 5-7 years as your friend, growing to your best friend. If we get into an heated argument, I could be forced to, you know, say some things, sensitive things that, you know, might hurt your feelings. You get.
Thank you, David. Let's go to year one day fashion.
Okay, Nafisa, what's the question again? Because for me, you know, talking about this is very, so like, I just wanted to just reiterate the question again.
Okay, baby, why not? Okay, so the big question is, do you think it's actually right to be in a relationship with your best friend? And if you actually think it's right, give me your reasons. And if you think it's wrong, give me your reasons too.
Like, come on. This is a best friend to you. So why would you say you would not be in a relationship with that person? This is someone that is like an open book to you. Like a very transparent person that you literally know in and out of the person. Whatever is going on with the person, like, you are literally like the first person that knows about it. The first, the top list that is always coming to, or maybe the number one on his list, who he always runs to and talk to you about it, blah, 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 and all of that. So you don't want to say that you want to go with this person because it's somebody that you're free with. You could do anything with the person. You could do anyhow. Some people, you say, okay, no, I don't like when a lady is snoring, or I don't like when a lady is using her leg to eat me when we're sleeping, or a lady who is fasting in bed, or
the middle.
Yeah, but if you have a best friend, like you guys, nothing me won't soap, or nothing if you do, you go just try to go para, you go see, set on last leg. You get like, you literally understand yourself. So all of those things will not piss you off because this is somebody that you've been with and you've known for God knows how many years you guys have been together. So being in a relationship with your best friend is actually a very ideal thing to do, to be honest. Because if you don't consider that person your best friend, then why then you want to go into a relationship? To start the ABC from the beginning, the introductory part. Okay, hi, my name is this. Oh, my name is this. Oh, I like this. I don't like that. Nah. But when you go in with your best friend, you know that we are in for a ride. So before you were like, before you got, you know, into the relationship thing, maybe you guys were best friends before. That's a different thing. But getting into the relationship is another different thing. But it's not be too, you know, too hard or too new because you guys already know yourselves. So getting along in the relationship is not something that is going to be very difficult and all of that. It's just to like, it's just like an advanced stage. From GSS1, you move to GSS2, to SS1, to SS3, to SS4, to SS5, like that. So that's just how it is. From best friend, you move to partners who are grouping best friends, obviously. So, marry your best friend.
Now, waiting them, they talk.
Coco be that. Marry a person where you sabi, who will be transparent with you. Because a best friend will not hide anything from you. And a best friend will treat you with so much respect and so much, you know, I don't know the word right now, but it's going to be very protective of you because now nothing must go wrong with my best friend and all of that. But if you just meet a random person, okay, in the space of 6 months, you guys, you know, want to get married or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, sure, but what works for somebody might not work for the other person. As I say, what rocks my boat may sink your boat. So just do what works for you, basically.
Oh. Sheila. No fine. No fine, sir.
Wait, before you move on, you know, Wendy, you mentioned SS3, SS4, SS5. Please, did you attend those classes?
Yes, my dream. Because come on, like,
you went to SS4 and SS5.
Yes, SS4, what, SS5.
What's the name of your secondary school? Please, let's not cast.
What she means, just stages by stage that you get to. She just is like, just in her head, you get me? So don't quote her like that. We all understand what she's talking about, so just move on with it.
I need to make you my special advisor.
Special advisor of
what? You see, haters, potatoes we hate. David,
I'm a violent nigga, you know.
Sorry,
there's God. Damola, let's move on to you because these people actually kill me right now.
Okay, my opinion, I think I would want to just maybe for the sake of it go with the negative side, you know, just to balance out.
Please.
Just to balance out what we have been saying. So, there are negatives to it. Because like relationship calls for like different dynamics, like being a friend with someone is not the same as being in a relationship. Although like friendship is involved in relationship, but it's not necessarily the same thing. They are not even the same thing. So it's something that can be difficult because most relationships end up in breakups. Like if you look at if you look
word,
at
word, 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 bro, you can't get this, bro.
Most relationships,
he's speaking from experience.
Exactly now. So most relationships end up in breakups.
What kind of relationships? Because your parents are married, obviously they are in a relationship. Sure, have they broken up?
Sure, but
relax.
Like, the majority of
so much violence.
The majority of marriages in Nigeria have broken up.
Majority.
What's your statistics, man? Indeed.
I would just dare say majority without the statistics.
It's a statement of fact.
Your parents are still together.
You can Google it.
Your parents are still together.
Majority. No, that's a fallacy.
The Western side, get me.
He said Nigeria.
Apparently, hey, yeah, major. Nowadays, what you do in Nigeria? They are really that, following their footsteps.
Are you guys talking with fast? Are you talking about fallacies, man?
Just continue.
Thank
facts.
You, Daddy.
Please continue.
So, as I said, you can quote me anywhere. You guys can Google it.
You guys
can
Google. What did you say?
Can quote me anywhere.
What did you say? That we are quoting.
Zamola, continue with your.
Thank you, Daddy. So, like most relationships. Most relationships end up in breakups, so it can be tough to, you know, remain friends after the relationship has scattered. Mm-hmm. So if you say you started as best friends, life is not all about roses and chocolate and fine things. There are evil things in this world,
yeah,
and breakup is one of them.
Facts.
So, just say, girl, don't do double structure, but let's continue.
So breakups can happen, and it tends to alter, like, the form of the relationship that you guys had before going into like a romantic thing. So it's usually like best to be careful to not damage like what you guys have going on to extend it to a romantic relationship, because like most times when we talk about friend zone, there's a reason why friend zones exist. You get, there's a reason why most guys end up in
friend zone.
So I think I'll just take the negative side that it's not all roses and everything will be fine because you guys are friends, because you guys know information about each other. I fight with my sister, and I've known her since we were born together. So,
bro, you got it, bro. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sure.
Can you get married to me?
That's deep.
Bro,
I plead the fifth.
No, never. This ain't a love movie, bro. This ain't a love movie. This is real life.
See, it's a polar question. It's either a yes or a no. Can you get married to me?
Seems like getting to truth or dare like this, bro.
Yeah. Sure now, sure.
Sure, it's not.
Sure, yes. Okay.
So what you just said now, they are good as nothing.
Okay,
to be honest with
like
you,
best friends. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying we are best friends, but I'm just saying that because I know you, you know me, and if we're going to graduate into something, right, like something better.
Like this is a proposal.
No. Like, I'm just trying to put out to you that I'm trying to put out to you that from being friends, something beautiful can come out of it. All
right.
And you cannot be with somebody you do not consider as your friend.
Why do I
with
feel
or without breakups coming at coming for you guys or not? But the point is, you cannot be with somebody you do not consider as a friend.
Mm. All right. Why do I feel that these two guys have something in common?
Anyways, we're going to leave that. Let's go.
It's a boy. You're like kings, bro. Yeah. As my guy here, Damla, said most of the things, or actually want to go for the negative. It's not as if I'm in support with the negative part or positive side, but let's make everything balanced.
Mm. Again, yes, sir.
So that's the point. So at least people get to know, okay, get to understand deep on this topic you are really talking about. But the main thing is that now, being your best friend in a relationship and all that, there is more negative part for me. There's more negative part to it because, as a best friend, yes, I've known you for a very long time. We've been together, get one or two outing. You can say a lot of things together. You can be so much, use certain big words together. I wouldn't take it to heart because you know, yes, we are best friends. Because that's one of the advantages of best friends. But when you're in a relationship, it's already emotionally attached, like more of emotionally attached to it.
Mm.
So, you get me? Because there are some certain things that you will do when your best friends like that you will do when your best friend, but I will overlook it because we are guys, we are best friends, yeah. So there's nothing that will freak me out to easily get angry at you. But when we have moved past our best friend, we are now in a relationship. I won't want, because in a relationship, I'm ready, as my best friend, I'm already considering a future for the two of us already. Mm. So there are some certain things I won't want it to happen, like in that relationship, because it's already a lifetime sub already. Because, you get me? It's already a lifetime sub already, because I would be like, come on, you need to stop this. Because for you to make certain things work. As a best friend, we know it for each other. I'm just saying, it's not because of us. There are some certain people in my family now, they might not be cool with what you're doing. Like, because they will feel that, yes, this is my partner. You shouldn't be doing this. But then, as a best friend, then, it doesn't mean anything to me. Because I just feel like, yeah, it's fine. It's cool. It's all that. So, all those things matters a lot. It does matter when it comes to relationship. Because in this, I won't overlook it. I will make sure that I step into it and I take action to it. Like, no, don't. If I'm the one at fault, just call my attention to it. I will, okay, fine. You don't like this. I will try to adjust. At least, as the best friend, then we know how to talk to each other and we understand each other to adjust in some certain situations. Again, but you know, relationships cause a lot because there are some temptations and all that. Like, you know. What you do, what I do, it's not as my best friend, then you know me, yes, I like babes too much. I like girls. I'm surrounded with babes and other girls. You get, you are not freaky. Sometimes you just be playing that artist, you this guy. Okay, you don't like, yeah, okay, you come to my house now, you meet one babe. The next day, you meet another babe. The other day, we're best friend. But let's take that. Then you already understand the fact that, yes,
I like girls too much.
Then you still. Exactly. I agree that, yes, you want to be doing it. You already understand that. But now, relationship, no matter how maybe you try to understand, yes, I like, you will still try to put it up to me that, bro, you need to stop this. You mm-hmm. need to limit this. Mm-hmm. It needs to, you know, when people are seeing us together, yes, we are having something together aside from best friend and everything. There are some certain changes that need to happen. It's very important in a relationship. There are some, because as a best friend, you can do anyhow, like nobody cares, nobody minds. But notwithstanding, we can still call our attention to some certain things as a best friend. But in a relationship, there are some certain mistakes that shouldn't happen. You need to call your attention to
your partner. Nobody is perfect, you know.
I know nobody is perfect. Yes, fine. But notwithstanding, there are some that's when, see, let me tell you, in best friend, see, I can't know what you are thinking. I don't know what you are thinking right now. Mm-hmm. Then you don't know what I'm thinking right now, because apparently, as a best friend, then okay, let's take it like, then we're more together, and but just actually, I really forgot what I was saying. I'm really fucked with everything I'm saying right now. I don't know, bro. I'm just trying to think how to continue where I stopped. Okay, do you know where I stopped? That means you are not paying attention. I'm pretty sure my viewers are paying attention. I mean, my listeners there.
Yes, sure.
So, right, so you were talking about your best friend not knowing each other. Like, knowing each other too well.
Okay, the main point is that once in a relationship, there's a certain thing that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do anymore. You need to pay attention to it because it's now an emotional part of it. Because apparently, as a best friend, I never have any... I might not... I've slept with you before. Now we have seen some certain things, like we go intimate and all that. You get me? So there are some certain things that I shouldn't do. I won't do. I will have to back out, even though I determined that okay, she determined that she's in it with me. But notwithstanding, she will still try to keep on convincing me. But again, this is where I stop. There are some girls that's when as a best friend, you will know them, but deep down.
Yeah.
You will know their true color. Because mm-hmm. things have already changed. We have gotten to the next stage. Mm-hmm. And that next stage calls for a lot. Mm-hmm. My partner said she will know that, yes, this is the kind of person she is. Because the way she will handle things, like, but I've done this before, you don't know my then. Why is it now that I'm doing this? You are not taking.
Because we're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Because. relationship now, we just that's where most of friends discover their true color. Mm-hmm. You discover your true color. It's just as if now you day house, you want generation to school. I mean, when you're at home, you have a lot of people watching over you. Your life is like a triangle.
Outside, you bad church,
lesson and this thing. But when you get to school, that's when you know your true color, know who you are. It's just the same thing as, yes, I'm a best friend. You now get to the next stage. That's when you know who truly your partner is. Forget about best friend or no best friend. Relationship, it costs for a lot. So that's what I would say.
Okay. So my last question, I just need a yay or a nay. So, what do you think about, okay, sex in a relationship, best sex with your best friend, yay or nay, yes or no?
Sex with my best friend, whoa, bro, yes, let him answer first, let me think about it.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
If the public hear of this.
Yes or no?
At this point, my rep, I'll say no. To keep my rep intact.
I would say yes in a way. Yeah, that's me, bro.
Okay.
All right. So before I give my final verdict, you know,
yes or no,
it's gonna be a yes obviously. But yes. Wait. Wow. It's gonna be a yes. It's gonna be a yes. But the next thing is, we've been best friends. But at the time we were best friends, you probably must have had issues with your boyfriend at that time. So, running to your best friend, what are you expecting will happen?
Goodness God, I'm so done.
Nights like that. What will happen?
Yes or no, my baby girl?
That's the point. I'm a loyal girlfriend, so it's going to be absolute no for me.
Damn. Until you get issues with your boyfriend.
No. It's not going
to happen. It doesn't have to be like that.
So it doesn't have to be like that.
Because you are actually having... Yes, because you're having a problem with your boyfriend doesn't mean you should go and meet your male best friend to do stuff with him. That doesn't even make any
it's
sense.
It's not about doing stuff. There are some mistakes that will just happen on me.
That cannot be a mistake. If you don't like me, if you've not been using another eye to look at me as your best friend, okay, you will not say you want to knock me.
No, notwithstanding, like, okay, let me not tell you.
Let me not. God forbid you have said that you can sleep with your best friend. No.
Wait, let me not give it. Let me not give you an example. Apparently, we are best friends, but notwithstanding, we haven't, like, stayed together in the room for, like, ever. So for the we have been friends for a very long time. We know each other. We just are not, but we haven't been together in a room for the first time. So you know when we are outside, then I've not seen you in your sexy look or your your chicky chicky way that will be like, whoa, what's this? So you get me. Bro. So in the morning I just wake up. I just say, whoa, what's this? You know the news, the dimension will change, but I won't see. I'm just a guy, basically.
Everything
will change. So the way I'll be looking at you at that moment,
it will be different.
Oh.
I rest my case. Anyways,
but that doesn't stop our friendship at all. But now we stand, did everything come as
all I know is the day I'm going to see your best friend.
After we both copulate, we are going to have the relationship. It's just a movement. See, it's a moving train.
We just discuss between ourselves.
Guy, we don't do this thing. We don't do this. You want us to just continue, or do you want us to break it?
Something is working. Why would you continue such a thing?
Why would you you are going to have a relationship from there now.
So you are saying friends with benefit. That's
not I'm not saying friends with benefit. I mean a real relationship, because that's the height of what will happen in the relationship. You having sex with each other, and when you guys have unlocked that box, right from being best friends, is it that you have broken the bond as
she
being
know,
your best
she
friend?
Know, she know,
is it
she
that
know.
You have broken the
I'm
bond of being your best friend?
You have
either broken the bond of being your best friend, or you are going to move on to the next stage.
I'm actually done. Say bye.
I'm not saying bye unless you understand me.
Say bye, my baby girl.
Bye, lovers. We love you super much. Kisses. Mwah.
Say bye.
Nah, you're kissing and.
Say bye.
Okay, so before I say bye, to all the guys out there, be careful. If your girlfriend says she has a bestie, watch out.
Damn.
Watch out.
She has a bestie.
She has the best.
If your girlfriend is telling you she has the best, what are you going to do?
Be very careful.
I would need to ask her, is it male or female?
Male.
Bro. We go deep. We investigate deep, bro.
Yes. Okay, this man. No.
That's the point, bro.
I'm actually out of here.
I can have him.
Can you even imagine? Do you mind back to my Muslim brothers and sisters? Make sure you have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. We're out of here.